Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen Plumbing. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts are going to be tucked in, belts are going to be on, and if our guys are coming inside, they're going to be wearing their shoe booties. I got a panel of experts in here this morning. I've got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Justin, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. Yeah, thank you.
It's good. It's all good. I mean, you and I, man, we were racing over here. Brent left us in the dust.
Yeah, left us in the dust.
I thought he kind of ran that red light. Was that light red or was it pink?
It was pretty close. It was close.
He squeezed through there, Brent. We were watching you, man.
Brent's like, nah, it's yellow.
I didn't think it was yellow. By the time I was in there, it was green.
I was like, dang,
by the time you got to it,
that brother's
yellow.
In a hurry, man. He's moving. So what are you talking about today?
Man, I want to talk about biting insects.
Okay.
Fleas, ticks, you know, yeah. Mites.
Yeah. All get right. Ready to get creeped out, by the way. Justin was telling us some stuff about mites that, babe, if you're listening, turn the radio off, babe.
Don't listen
to Justin this morning. I also got Mr. Brent Terrell, Mullen Services HVAC. Brent, how you doing, man?
Good.
He survived the month of May, hottest May in history, I guess. Is that what they're saying?
Yep.
And it was
super busy.
It was slam jam, and we're thankful for that. We're so blessed to be so busy, and you guys were crushing it. What do you got? What are you talking about today?
We're going to talk about Wi-Fi thermostats and just the technology that's out there now to do what to do with.
I'm all geeked out on that kind of stuff. I'm like Mr. Smart Home Wi-Fi everything. If you want me to buy something, just tell me it's Wi-Fi, and I'll probably take it. They have a Wi-Fi pressure cooker thing for the kitchen. Not really sure what the point of that is, but I feel like I need one.
I need one.
Just so that I can...
I'm surprised you don't have a Wi-Fi hooked up to your grill.
Is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible? Oh, well. And sold. There you go. My shopping list just started to grow. I'm going to check into that. And look how patient he's waiting over here. Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech.
I'm telling you, I be patient.
Jim, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Hey, are you still with that same chick?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Were you really, you know, that girl? I mean, you had a girl.
Yeah, her name's Dena.
What is it?
Dena, D-E-N-N-A.
Okay, I didn't know if you'd mess with me or be real. It ain't Dena.
No, she's a Dena.
And you and Dena, are you guys still an item?
Yeah, we sure are.
How long y'all been dating now?
Year and a half.
Year and a half. Holy cow. Give me some skin. Let me lean over here. Let me get.
Hey.
Okay. Get a high five.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
Okay. And that's probably. Well, I'm wondering if she'd say the same thing about you. We're going to need to get her on the air. Find out about that.
Don't come, Dana. Don't come.
So, what's your topic today, sir?
Windows and doors. And okay. I'm also going to talk about salespeople.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting. I'm interested to hear what you have to say. So this is a beautiful, beautiful weekend that's playing out right now. And so I just thought it was interesting because, you know, the season hits, it gets hot and pretty, and the place, the, you know, Oklahoma just starts coming alive, and I love that. A couple of things, a couple of shout-outs I want to give this morning before we get the show going. I got my boys. You know, I came home last night, and the kitchen had strangers in it. They're gearing up. They're putting the ice in the ice chests, and they're getting their food and their drinks and everything put together. And Tristan and Tyler, my two boys, they've got all their friends in tow right now, and I'm thinking that they're probably on the road. They're going to go do this two-day float trip thing.
Oh, neat. Oh,
so they're going to – yeah, you know, they're going to go up there, and the deal is, I guess, they're going to go up the river, camp out.
Yeah.
And this sweet girl I met last night in the kitchen, Taylor, she said she really felt the need to do s'mores.
Oh, right.
So
camping out.
Hopefully my boys are going to accommodate that. I don't know if they are or not, but that'll be fun. But and then I guess they're going to spend the night, get up the next day, and float down the river.
That's cool.
So that's good fun. It seems fair. Yeah. They're on their way to have fun, and I'm working. That's the way it works out. So I hope you guys have fun. If you're listening, hope you all have fun. And another cool thing that's going on today. And let me see, what time is it? Okay, it's almost... Everybody's looking around for a clock. They're everywhere. That's strange. I've never noticed that before. So we got Rob, you know, and this is the cool thing at Mullen. And I'm sure lots of companies have great employees, but I'm going to just stop to brag about our employees for just a second. You know, we work so hard all the time. Being an emergency-driven business, it never stops. And everybody works so hard, but we put the call out for volunteers today, and we've got Rob spearheading this project called the Demand Project, and it just makes you well up with pride, you know, for our company, because everyone's volunteering. This is not a paid thing, but everybody is loading up this morning. Probably as we speak, they're staging at the Mullen office, and Rob is spearheading this thing, and they're all getting ready to go down to an undisclosed location. Brent's laughing at me because I was wanting to say about where they were going and what they'd be doing, and I thought, that might not be good because of the purpose of this place, which is it's helping remove young people from sex trafficking.
Man.
And it's just hard to believe something like that goes on in Oklahoma, but it is here.
Wow.
And this is a big process where they give these folks a place, they extract them from that lifestyle, they put them at this place, help get them back on their feet, counseling and everything else. Well, they need toilets. They need electricity. They need a structure. They need all the stuff that comes with a commercial, facility. And Rob is spearheading a Mullen team going down there full of volunteers in coordination, I might add, with other companies that are doing the same, but just really proud. While we're here on the radio doing our work stuff, they are gearing up to go give back to the community. Super proud. So we wish all y'all well. If you're listening this morning, Rob, you and your team representing today. So that's good stuff. And, you know, we do a lot of that kind of stuff, and it doesn't ever really get talked about, which I guess is probably good. You need to be humble, right? But yeah, I'm bragging. All right. Rob's probably blushing right now wherever he is if he heard any of that. Now, I know we've got lots of stuff to cover today. Want to throw out really quick before we go into the break that we are signing folks up on the Platinum Air at a phenomenal rate. And Brent is here, and he is my accountability buddy because he knows the numbers probably better than I do. But last I had checked, we were about 7 days into the month, and we had signed up 45 platinums in the first 7 days of the month. That's kind of gives you the idea of the rate that this is going. So I think people are finally figuring it out.
Yep.
What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great.
And you know, by the way, just want to remind folks, because we've had lots of questions about it, that the electrical rider, there's a $10 electrical rider that now comes with it. And the reason we call it a rider is because it's not a standalone platinum program. It has to be added to one of the other maintenance platinum programs that we have. But just for example, if you have one condensing unit, one HVAC unit for your home or your facility, it's $45 a month. That's that full coverage, all-inclusive platinum plan. And then $10 more a month adds the electrical to it. And basically what it covers, okay, it starts at your panel. It covers your electrical panel and everything in it. And then the distribution of power from the panel to your point of use. Aerobic system out back. It covers the distribution of power all the way to the aerobic system or all the way to your shop, making sure that power is making it from the panel to where it's supposed to go. It covers outlets and light switches. Those are included. So if they stop working, we come and replace them for free, and we provide the outlet or the light switch. And then it also includes exchanging fixtures in your home. So say you want to change out the fixtures in the driveway, or you want to install a new light in your closet or your bathroom. You go pick it up, have it there waiting on us. I'm going to send some electricians out. They're going to change it out for you, no charge. And that's for $10 a month. That's the electrical rider. So if you're not on the platinum program, folks, we're late.
Yeah, right?
You're late. All right, we got tons of stuff to cover. There's lots going on today. It's exciting. It's going to be a great show. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll get down to business. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, and you are listening to House Talk right here on KRMG.
Say congratulations.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. Mark's playing all of our theme music this morning. What a great sound engineer over here. What do you want some? Brent does like congratulations. What do you want, man?
This is not my style.
That's not your style. What would yours say? Oh, wait, let me guess. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Something like that.
Yeah, don't give up your day job, by the way.
I can talk on the radio, but I can't sing on it. That's all right. That's okay. I'll stick to this. By the way, folks, welcome back to the show. I will not be singing, so don't turn that dial. I've got Justin Buckmaster in with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. I've got Bryn Terrell in with Mullen Services HVAC, and I've got Mr. Jim Evans in with Energy Tech, covering all sorts of topics this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG, or you can text us at 9. What is that? What is the text number? It's 959-20. I usually know that just right off the top of my head. What are you pointing at there?
They're on the big screen.
Hey. Well, you know, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the big screen that y'all are watching TV while I work, that's all behind me. I'm giving away secrets of the stadium here.
I don't. As far out as I can make it
sound. Okay, that's all right. We'll work with it. Okay, so I would like to start, because I think we've all probably already experienced a little bit of this season. Is the biting insects, you know, because they're out.
Yeah, they are.
I even called Justin the other day. I'm very spoiled. Mother Nature's takes great care of our home. And so I've gotten pretty used to not seeing insects. And I called Justin the other day and I was like, hey, Missy and I were out on the back patio. I think I saw a mosquito.
Right.
And I don't know what he did. I don't know what Mother Nature's did, but I'm not seeing them now. And awesome. I don't even see flies. I mean, y'all's service is so incredible. I hope I'm not setting expectations just way up there. I'm just sharing my personal experience. It's wonderful. But there's nothing more annoying than being out there in your backyard or working your garden if you've got one of those. And then realizing, oh, I'm ate up. Something's gotten onto me, and you've got, you know, bumps and itching and everything else going on, right?
Absolutely, man. And carrying ticks into the house or whatever, man.
It
happens. It's happening now for sure. Fleas and ticks are bad right now. Yeah, you know, humidity, the conditions are just right. So, you know, I highly suggest preventative maintenance and then trying to, you know, put DEET on, wear long sleeves.
Yes.
Anything that can help, you know, they make all kinds of stuff that you can do and treat your dogs and animals with. So, preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Our preventative maintenance program is definitely April through October.
We're spraying yards. We're spraying trees and shrubs for mosquitoes and stuff like that. We're using larvicides in water features and,
right.
and bird baths and all kinds of stuff to prevent all this kind of stuff. So,
it's out there. It's everywhere. We were talking about it, and we started talking about – you were talking about the fleas and the ticks, and then we started talking about chiggers. And you kind of freaked us all out when you told us those are actually little bitty microscopic spiders.
They are. They're in the arachnid family. They are kind of a spider, you know. They're like
a spider that bores into your skin, people.
Right?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
That sounds like the makings of a spooky movie. Yeah. Well, if you get chiggers, that's what you've got.
Yeah. They're like little spiders, man. They're
that's
in their
crazy.
Same family. So
yeah.
So mites are in the same family as spiders. So
golly,
for sure. Chiggers,
that's crazy.
Oak mites, we've been dealing with oak mites for the past few years.
Yes.
That's another pest that, man, you get welts on you. You don't see it like a chigger. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, you know, and your waistline and all and stuff like that, it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, you're like, something's gotten a hold of me. And you can wear the bracelets and wear the DEET.
Right.
And that's going to help a little, I guess.
It's going to help a little. It does wear off. You got to continue to put it on. But it will help. You know, I do admit, you know, that if I'm going outside and spending time in the yard, cutting trees down, whatever, you know, trimming up trees, I'm gonna wear some.
Oh yeah, I don't wear any, but it's because I'm on the program, and you guys have a lot of tailored programs. You've got tree and shrub program.
We do.
You have a mosquito treatment that goes from what, June to October, or April to October.
Yeah, April through October. Right.
Okay, and all these different treatments. And folks, let me tell you, if you've never tried these treatments with Mother Nature's, you're going to be where I'm at. I mean, right now, I probably sound like a brat, but it's because I've just gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And I notice a difference. I mean, like, I go over to somebody else's house to hang out, and I'm like, where are all these bugs coming from?
Yeah.
It's because in my backyard, I'm just used to not seeing them.
Absolutely.
I'm in the bubble, the Mother Nature's bubble.
It does, man. You're on that program for a period of time, and for sure, you do create that bubble.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. I can tell you that. Now, I know you guys make it easy for people to interact with you. You've got the downloadable app for Apple and Android.
Right.
Where they can interact with the company, even send pictures.
Absolutely.
What are other ways that folks can get a hold of y'all to find out more about your programs?
Yeah, they can call us directly at 918-362-2000. MotherNaturesInc.com. We got a brand new website. The functionality of it is just great. So a lot of interactions and features there. And then our app, you know, especially for our customers. You know,
yes.
The app, you know, if you're a customer, download it, because there are some features to the app that can, you know, before even calling in, like you said, send a picture.
Maybe you see a bug and you're like, what the heck is
that?
What
the heck
Take
is
a
this?
Picture of
Man,
it, send it in.
Service call for us, you know, it's just a long ways, you know.
I love that.
Technology is continuing to increase and change, and we got some new features coming out here within the next year, so I'm excited.
Okay, this is going to be good stuff. That's Justin Buckmaster with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Now, we got a quick break. I know we got some phone calls holding. Stay with us, folks. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Not really
turns
her on.
She's always
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. Playing a little theme music for Bryn over here, which, ironically, he is up next. So that kind of works out. Welcome
Thanks,
back
Mark.
To the show. Good man, Mark. You do what you can. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. Visiting with my friends this morning. Got Justin Buckmaster, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. I've got Mr. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. I've got Brent Terrell with Mullen Services HVAC. And we've got some folks. Are they still holding, Mark? All right, let's jump to Sophia. Hey, Sophia, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for holding. Sorry for the wait.
That's okay.
So what's going on?
I'd like to know, on the tip of the day that was given on the 7 o'clock program, where you add the white vinegar to the commode tank.
Yes, ma'am.
Tank, what's the quantity of vinegar and the length of time? I got confused on the length of time it's left in there.
Okay. You want to pour about a half gallon.
A half a gallon?
Yes, ma'am. So you know how you get a big 1 gallon bottle of that white vinegar?
Yes.
You want to pour about half a gallon in there, and you want to let it sit. You can let it sit. It's not going to hurt anything if you leave it in there for a prolonged period of time, but I would say the minimum 30 minutes.
So I heard you say the 30 minutes, and then I thought you said something about leaving it in there later in the evening or something.
Okay. Yeah. So what I was saying is you want to do this in the evening towards bedtime. And then that way, once it's sat in the tank and kind of eaten away at everything in the tank and cleared up everything there, then you flush that toilet as you're going to bed. When no one else is going to need to use the facilities, you flush that toilet. And when you do that, it introduces that white vinegar to the jets and the inside workings of the toilet and lets it sit overnight. And what it'll do is it'll eat that buildup.
You don't want to use the commode then after you've... flushed it after 30 minutes then, right?
That's right, yeah. Okay. So you want to do it at bedtime. This is a bedtime trick.
Okay.
And it'll keep that buildup from blocking up those jets and keep that toilet, it'll help extend its life expectancy and keep it flushing good for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, you bet, Sophia. Have a great weekend. All right, if we got time, we'll go to Mick. Hey, good morning, Mick. You're on the air. Hey, thanks for holding, man.
Hey, thank you. Hey, so I replaced my big tank this winter with a tankless, and when we bought the home, under each vanity were those little 1 or 2 gallon mini hot water tanks. Going forward, now that I'm tankless, what's the most efficient way to have warm water? On the other side of our house where our master is, we have to wait a pretty good while for hot water to get to the shower, the sink, or anything. Is that recirculation, does that defeat the purpose of the tankless, or what do you guys recommend for people that have a tankless on one side of their home and like their master on the other as far as having warm water? And is it more earth friendly to waste water or electricity? I don't know which way to go on any of that.
Oh man, we need a t-shirt for this guy. I'm with you on that, Mick. And you know what's ironically, I also have a tankless in my home, and my master is also at the other end of my home. And now when they built the house that we're in, there's a loop in it. And so I have a circ pump that's built into the tankless. And from what I'm understanding, you're saying you do not have a hot water loop, correct?
No, it does not sound like it. No.
Okay.
I just have those under the vanities. Of course, that doesn't help with the shower when wife fills her tub.
No, of course not.
I just don't know if all that loop then completely erases the benefit of the tankless. Wouldn't that make it run quite more often?
Oh, no. Here's what you can do. There is a circ pump, and what we do is we go to the bathroom that's furthest away, and if it's specifically we're targeting your master bath, that's where we could put it in. Now, a lot of times we'll have to use like an expansion tank with the tankless or something like that. But what we can do is we can come in and install this. And what it does is it utilizes your cold water line to create a hot water loop. And it will omit those point of use hot water heaters that you have. And it's got a timer on it. So this will kind of play to the side of you caring about the carbon footprint, right? It won't just run all the time. You can specify what times a day you want that instant hot water. And that's when it'll be working, and it just runs until hot water comes to that valve, and then it stops. And because a lot of folks say, well, will that make my cold water side hot? It does not. And it's actually a pretty good way of creating a hot water loop for those folks that have the problem you've got, that want that instant hot water. Now, on the flip side of that, your tankless is so efficient, and it has endless hot water. Once you get it there, you probably already know this, but you're never going to run out, and it's very, very efficient way to heat your water. Yeah. So you're good to go on that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Mick. Have a great weekend,
have a great
buddy.
Day.
All right. Bye-bye. Man, that's a good question, because that's a challenge everybody deals with. And that's also it. When you're listening to it or you're rolling across it really quickly, a lot of folks, when they talk about a tankless, we get confused about instant and endless. And what Mick is, complaining about was the same thing a lot of us complain about. And something you need to know is putting a tankless in will not change if you have to wait for hot water to get to your shower. That's not going to change.
Right.
What will change is once it gets there, You won't. You will never run out. I've literally found my kids sleeping in the shower. 45 minutes later, I'm thinking, where is he? I go in there. He's asleep because they quickly figure out, oh, this doesn't ever run out. Yeah. So anyway, but a little circ pump. You can give us a call, 918-258-6636. We can have somebody come out, take a look, and price that out for you. But it's a good solution if you don't have a hot water loop. Talking about good creative solutions, Brent, that's kind of your theme today. We're talking about smart thermostats. Yeah. And, man, these things, if you've never had one, can change your life, right?
Yeah, I guess if it's your thing, like you. So
it is my thing. Thank you.
So we're trying to talk about Wi-Fi thermostats and how far along they've come. Used to, you had to have their own routers. They had to have old things that made them more expensive. You know, all that technology keeps moving forward with everything, including thermostats. So now you don't have to have separate routers. They can tie into your home routers. They can run on their own. And their price points have come down a lot. Used to, they were several hundred dollars, you know, as much as $600 or $800 if you had two of them, because you had to have two thermostats, two routers, all these things. We've now got a system out there from Honeywell that's, you know, not much more than the old programmables. So there's a lot of things, there are a lot of benefits to them. Obviously, if you've got vacation home or lake home or things like that, super efficiency and convenience. 30 minutes before you're going to get there, an hour, whatever, you're able to go on your phone, turn on the thermostat.
Yeah.
Boom, the house is cool by the time you get there. Same thing, though, can be said, you know, if you're working, you know, if you have a hectic work schedule and some days you get off early, some days you get home late. You can hit it right before you're getting home and turn that thermostat down so that by the time you're there, or you leave and you forgot to turn it up, if you're doing that kind of thing, you can, oh, I forgot to turn the thermostat up, you're at work, boom. Go to your phone, it's done. So
yes.
They've come a long ways. Some really neat features. There's even some out there that sense motion so that they learn. They're a learning thermostat. If there's motion in the home, they'll keep the temperature right around. If they don't sense motion, they start turning the temperature
up a few degrees.
Yeah. So there's a lot of neat features out there that's available now. So we just want to give those options to people if they've got questions about that, or if they can give us a call, we can help them out.
Hey, if I sound a little overly excited about this, it's because I have an upstairs, and you know, the boys will be home for the weekend and then they leave. And normally you would have to walk up there to check the thermostat or to change it or to do anything. And I was telling Brent, it's changed my life and Missy's, because we don't have to do that. We just pull the app up on our phone, look at it, and if we don't like what we see, we change it. And I don't even have to get up off the couch to do it.
And I mean, so there's lots of, especially if you've got kids, the kids go, they always turn it down.
You know, oh, yeah, they're always sudden, trying to tweak that.
You know, what temperature? That thing's running all the time. I go, you know, one side of our house runs about 75 and one side runs about 71.
Right.
My daughter likes it really cold, but my wife doesn't. And so, but sometimes I'm like, hey, you're getting a little cold, you know. She turns down to 60 or 68, but then she's covering up, and I'm like, you're wasting energy over here. So things like that, the applications are there for that.
Very nice. And you guys install them. You've got the brand. It's Honeywell.
Yep.
It will work with any system.
It'll work with any systems. You know, no matter what you've got, if you've got high efficiencies, two-stage, no matter what kind of systems you've got out there, these thermostats will work. A lot of people think, oh, I've got a Train, and my thermostat says Train. I have to have a Train thermostat. That's not the case. Controls are all made by about two companies, and then they just slap their brands on them.
All right, very cool. And with that, let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, David. You're on the air.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
Got a quick heating and air question. A friend of mine had somebody install a new heating and air unit in his house. And I think he went for the lowest bidder and got the lowest quality. But one thing I noticed they did is they ran the condensation line, and it has that pipe in the garage of a house where it drips. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They took it and ran that line over to that area and dropped it down through there and out the wall and eliminated that drip point. what would that cause? What kind of issues would that cause?
Okay, so they took the main drain all the way outside instead of putting, yes. putting it into the floor drain?
No, this is in an attic, and I'm talking about the line that kind of runs over your garage, and it has a little drip point there as a warning, I think.
Oh, okay. I was told. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Where it's supposed to kind of drip in the garage if it's backing up.
Okay, so basically the challenge with that, the drip point deal is we're not a fan of those. Basically, we like to put a switch in the pan, and that if that pan is getting water in it, it automatically shuts the system down so that then you know there's a problem. But
okay,
the way they've done this is they've taken it to the outside eave, and they're just letting it drip outside. Basically, the problem with that is you've got to know if you see – you've got to be walking around your house all the time to know that that's dripping. And most people aren't going to be outside on a regular basis and know that that's mm-hmm. – or that it's dripping outside. So that's kind of the only bad situation to those applications. We, like I said, we don't do a drip points. We do a shutoff switch so that if there's water in that pan, you know there's a problem because it shuts the system down, and then you're aware that there's a problem immediately because, it could drip outside for 2 or 3 weeks or that line can get – the other thing I don't like about putting the lines outside, that leaves it open to bugs, spiders, everything that can crawl up in there and create blockage. Wasps especially love when the drain line's sticking outside, wasps will go up in there and then it's stopped up. And so all of a sudden your auxiliary's backed up and you're not going to know it. It overflows the pan and ruins the ceiling.
Okay.
So that's why the switches, and we can come in and add a switch real easily. And for now,
you do a switch instead of a condensation line. It's an option to do one or the other.
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Okay. I'm gonna tell him that. I recommended he get somebody else to look at it. I'm not sure what else they might have done or didn't do.
Yeah. Yeah, we can come out there and take a look and just kind of give an overall evaluation. No problem.
Okay. Well, just to give you an idea of how bad this job was, they ran it into the eave of the house and let it drip inside the eave of the house. And I told him he had to get them back out there to actually run it to where it dripped outside instead of up in his eave.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to rot out the eave. That's a bad deal. So,
well, I don't know how they couldn't have figured that out. But anyway, I may have him give you guys a call and see if maybe one of your guys can make a service call and look at it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We got lots more to come. I'm Evans with Energy Tech on tap. It's House Talk on KRMG.
Too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
I just want all of you folks to know that all these guys are dancing to this song. Evidently, everybody.
Good music.
Is too sexy. Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the last segment of House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, and I'm visiting with my friends this morning. I saved my dearest friend, Jim Evans from Energy Tech, for last this morning. He truly is too sexy. What's going on there? Dina texted me and she said, he's a sexy, sexy man.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, besides
I'm sorry for the time constraint, by the way.
That's all right.
Just a few minutes,
No problem. I got to say hi to Pam and Bill or John or whatever his name is, her husband. Yes. I think it's Corky.
Corky.
Yeah, they came by yesterday, and I told them I'd say hey, and here I am saying hey.
Hey, by the way, I want you guys to know I met a fan of the show this week. Yeah. Her name is Riley.
Yeah.
She's 11 years old, guys. Listens to the show.
Nice.
11 years old. Beautiful, beautiful 11-year-old girl. And She let me know she's a fan. I didn't want to forget to tell you that, Jim. So
that's all right.
Got a big listener out there. Good morning, Riley.
Hello, Riley.
that made her day, I promise.
Anyway, I sell windows, folks.
And get out of here.
I don't do plumbing, no. I do windows and doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the things I want to talk about is I hear from people all the time saying, I wish I'd have known you ahead of time. Before we bought these windows in new construction. And I'm tired of hearing it. If you don't do your homework when you buy a car, a house, windows, you have made a mistake because you're dealing with a salesman that is on commission when you buy windows and doors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It makes a difference.
Yeah.
at one of the shows years ago, there were 42 window companies, okay?
Wow.
And everybody's going through there looking at them. Did any of them tell you that this window here they're selling is not very good?
No. Of course not.
They're selling it as the best product out there.
This is the best product you've ever seen.
Yeah, that's right. And many of them are good for 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Or 18 months, and then you're stuck. I have seen companies that sold windows. This was new construction. And 3 years later, they replaced them with replacement windows, same company.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
People, if you don't do your homework or take the time, just call me. I will tell you the truth, whether you buy from me or not. Make the phone call. That's really about it. I'll let you off the hook. Well, you can go ahead and drop kick me through the goalpost of life and go on.
Dang, Jim, that's so harsh. It's not like that. I got to say, the only thing I want to add to what you're saying this morning is you're right. I mean, when we need to all, and we are all aware most of the time, but when you're talking to a lot of these folks on the windows, they're incentivized to sell the product.
Oh, yeah.
And what I love about Jim, he really is a friend of mine outside of the show. And I can tell you, this guy takes us out there, shows us his truck. He opens it up. He's had me beat on siding. He's had me look at windows that he has with him. This guy's the real deal. Mm-hmm. And he carries his competitors' products with him. So you tell him what you're thinking about going with, and he's going to bring one. And then he's going to show it to you next to what he's trying to give you and give you the pros and cons so that you can make an educated decision, right?
You bet. One more thing. I'll be quick.
All right.
If you're looking at windows, why not ask them to leave the window with you? Can they leave a sample that they're wanting to sell? Hey, the other company you're talking to, have them leave a sample. If they won't leave a sample, don't buy from them.
There you go. All right. I like that. He's calling you guys. You're the window beat folks. He's calling you out on the carpet, man. Jim's kind of rowdy today.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, if folks want to find out more about it or talk to you about a job, how do they reach you, brother?
918-232-3631.
All right. Very good. Thank you. This show went so quick this morning, guys. Had a great time. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. Stay safe and have fun. This has been House Talk right here on KRMG